Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And it is 27 to 11. Amanda Rando joins us from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
Fantastic. Got a big weekend coming up?
Sure do. Really looking forward to this Sunday at Tabcorp Park Menangle with all the Group 1 Alabar Breeders Challenge Finals. It's a cracking day of racing, and we heard from the boys this morning who spoke with Kevin Pizzuto and Margaret Lee, who are both in for a big day on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought we'd catch up with Luke McCarthy. He's in for a huge day this Sunday at Tabcorp Park Menangle with those Alabar Breeders Challenge Finals I mentioned, and he has retained the drives on all of Emma Stewart's horses on the day as well, which I'm sure he's really looking forward to. Thanks for joining us this morning, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Amanda.
Look, I thought we'd go through race by race your drives this Sunday. You've got some key drives, and you kick off the day strongly driving Be Happy Mac in the two-year-old boys final for Emma Stewart. This horse looks to be a very smart two-year-old.
Yeah, he's going super, Amanda. He's his last run was unreal. Like, he wasn't entitled to win, and had to sit outside him and do all the work and in fast time, and you know, he's a major chance for the final.
Yeah, do you think that toughness is going to be a big key for him this Sunday, considering, look, he's drawn in barrier 9, he should come out of 7 with the removal of the two emergencies on his inside. So, yeah, is that toughness a key for him?
Yeah, and it'll have to be, with Jillaby Nitro coming up with the good draw. So, but, you know, they look the two standout colts, and yeah, the horse is in great form, so I'm sure he'll run a good race.
Do you think, can Jillaby Nitro be beaten from barrier 1?
Probably not. Like, he let him out of 8 at Bathurst, which is really hard to do. So he has got that natural gate speed. So, you know, he's got the speed to kick up early. But if we can sort of just slot into a handy spot, and, you know, and I'm sure the last sort of 800 metres of the race will be really strong.
Yeah, really looking forward to that one. So that's race 4 on Sunday. Then in your next drive come in race 6. So you're currently down to drive both Miss What You're Saying and No Win, No Feed. Which filly will you stick with in that one?
No Win, No Feed. Amanda, she's going really good, and she won a heat 2 runs ago and was really good last start in the semi. So, you know, I think she's a major chance as well.
Yeah, she's had a few tough runs to earn her spot in Sunday's race. And the poor filly, she's drawn out wide in 10, so it looks like that those tough runs are going to continue.
Yeah, she's in for the long way home, but she's quite a strong filly, and, you know, I think she's definitely one of the main chances.
What are the reports out of the stable on how she's come through her last run? So she finished 3rd in last Saturday night semi-final after being posted outside them. But, yeah, what are the reports on this filly?
Yeah, she's come on really good since the semi, and just the draw makes it a little bit hard drawing outside Marg Lee's horse. So, but, no, she'll certainly run a good race.
Okay. Following race in the three-year-old Colts and Geldings, are you sticking with Hard Hitter on that one?
Yep, I'm going Hard Hitter. His run last week was really good, and obviously Lochinvar Art from the draw is hard to beat, and Max Delight's in top form. So, you know, they look the three best Colts, and I'm glad to be driving one of them.
Yeah, it's that's a really good race as well this Sunday. Now, Hard Hitter, you won with him on Saturday night in the semi-final. He led all the way. He ran a career best 151.4, and he looked like he did it pretty comfortably. Do you agree?
Yeah, he felt really good, and we got a nice sort of cheap first half, and then once Lockbar come around outside him, we put the speed on, and the last half was really strong. So, yeah, he's in good form, and, you know, I'm sure he's going to be right there.
Yeah, what a race. I'm really looking forward to that one. The following race is the Group 1 Tablins Miss Mile. You're sticking on Tell Me Tales here for Emma Stewart. Now, this horse is the only mare in the field, but she comes up from Victoria with some really strong form.
Yeah, she's fine, Tell Me Tales, and she has been going good for a long time. And just with Major D'Angelo won, it changes the race a little bit because he's got that good gate speed, and he trolled so well the other day, so he's going to be really hard to beat. But, you know, outside of him, it's a nice sort of even field, and I'm sure she's one of the top chances.
Yeah, well, she is drawn out wide. She's the second horse drawn off the front row on the outside. But as you mentioned with Major Dan and his trial win the other day, it looks like that early speed's going to be on. So that should suit the horses back in the field.
It will, but then in saying that, if the Major Dan runs 49 on the fence, it's just so hard to make ground from wherever you are. But, you know, it is what it is, and he looks very, very hard to beat. But, you know, she's in good form, and with a bit of luck, she should be in the top three.
Yeah, nice to see the mare take on the boys in that one. The following race, race 9, in the 4-year-old boys final, you're sticking with Warden again for Dean Braun, who's done a great job with this horse. And this horse got the cash at Menangle last week to win his semi. He too ran a personal best time. He rated 152 and change. And that's promising leading into this race on Sunday.
Yeah, he went really good on Saturday night, and we got a good trip sort of behind the leader and got out at the right time. But, you know, there's probably four in that race that took the main chances, and he's certainly in that top four. You know, if there's a bit of speed on him, we can get a nice sit handy to the leaders, I'm sure it'll go well.
Yeah, who are those main horses you talk about as dangerous?
I thought Bright Energy went amazing the other night, and he's got the draw. Obviously, Sicario is a class horse, and Ignatius is no doubt the best horse in the race, but he's come up with the worst draw. So, you know, it actually makes it a really good race with the way the draws have sort of fallen in that field.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it is a tough one. And in the following race, race 10 in the 4-year-old mares final, you're currently down on 2, Rock and Roll Pearl and Island Banner. Which one will you stick with there?
I'm going to drive Rock and Roll Pearl, man. I thought her runs have been really good, and she, you know, she's definitely a major team.
Yeah, well, she's drawn well in Barrier 4, and she ran a good race to finish third last start.
Yeah, she's going really good. Todd drove her the week before when she won, and, you know, she's in good form, and I'm sure she'll be, from that draw, she's going to get a good trip.
Yeah, well, you've got some really good drives on Sunday. Who do you think is your best chance?
I got a really good book. I actually thought Code Black in the last looked really well placed off the way he went his last run in Melton. On paper, he looks as good as any of them. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of them there that are, they may not win, but they're going to be, you know, right in that top three, I reckon.
Yeah, well, look, this Breeders' Challenge Finals Day has been really good to you over the years, Luke, and I hope that continues on Sunday. So all the best for your drives, and looking forward to catching up with you on Sunday.
Thanks, Amanda.
So there you have it, Cozzy. Luke McCarthy, he's got some really good drives in front of him this Sunday at Tabcorp Park Menangle. And, just listening to what Luke has to say about some of the dangers he's up against in the races he's in, it just goes to show, like, how even some of these finals are going to be.
Terrific. All right, Amanda, have a great afternoon, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow on the pace.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cozzy.